Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McCallick, and you'll have to pardon me this afternoon. I'm just getting over a cold, so if my voice sounds funny, please do not adjust your set. We're going to be listening to music this afternoon from Carter Jefferson, Claire Fisher, Noel Jukes, Francois Bourassa. We're also going to throw in some Duke Ellington along the way. We're going to have some fun this afternoon listening to some really good music. We're going to be starting off this afternoon with music from Carter Jefferson. Carter Jefferson is mostly a session player. He's not really well known to the mainstream of jazz listeners out there, but to the hardcore jazz fans, Carter Jefferson is very well known. I'm going to start off with an album that he released on the Timeless label. It's called Woody Shaw Presents Carter Jefferson, and the name of the album is called The Rise of Atlantis. We're going to listen to a song called Blues for Wood, and then we're going to follow that up with our other feature artist this afternoon, Claire Fisher, and we're going to conclude it with Noel Jukes and an album that he made called Just Passing Through. So let's get started with Carter Jefferson on In Transition. Thank you. beautiful reading of Duke Ellington's composition In a Sentimental Mood. That was music from sax player Noel Jukes and the Dr. Legato Express. And a beautiful album entitled Just Passing Through from a label, I don't know if they're in existence anymore, called Revelation, and that's out of Los Angeles, California. This particular recording was made March 29th, 1977, recorded in San Francisco and featuring Noel Jukes on alto and tenor saxophone. Before that, we heard music from pianist Claire Fisher, and it was taken from an album entitled Whose Woods Are These? Featuring Claire Fisher on Bösendorfer Concert Grand, a digital Yamaha piano. The bassist on this particular session is none other than John Patitucci, who's been playing with Chick Corea's electric band the past, 4 or 5 years now. Vinny Colliato on drums, another pretty well-known session drummer. Gary Foster on flute, clarinet, and alto sax. Joe Soldo on flute and clarinet. Gene Cipriano on alto flute and clarinet. Bob Tricarico on clarinet and bass clarinet. Jack Nimitz on E-flat contrabass clarinet. Very interesting band that Claire Fisher put together here. He calls it Claire Fisher with woodwinds. And what we heard was Blues in G. It was part of the Blues Trilogy written by Claire Fisher. We started off the last set with Carter Jefferson and a song entitled Blues for Wood, featuring Carter Jefferson on tenor and soprano sax, Shinzo Ono on trumpet, John Hicks on piano. And if any of you out there had a chance to see John Hicks, he performed at the Montreal International Jazz Festival this past summer. As far as I'm concerned, he was one of the surprises of the festival. Clint Houston on bass and Victor Lewis on drums, recorded on December 27th, 1978. You're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McElligott. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon, listening to the music of Claire Fisher, François Bourassa, Double Image, Carter Jefferson, and some Duke Ellington along the way. We're going to continue now with music from François Bourassa from an album entitled Reflet 1, and it's a CBC recording. Those of you who are not familiar with François Bourassa, he is the very talented son of Quebec's Premier Robert Bourassa, and he made this recording in the mid-1980s. I don't have an exact date here. I think it was 1985 or 86. And he's been featured at the Montreal International Jazz Festival quite a bit. He is a talent to be reckoned with. He's got a very nice, smooth playing style, reminiscent of pianist Bill Evans. On this particular recording, he's joined by Yves Boisvert and Guy Boisvert, forming a very formidable trio. We're going to give a listen to a track written by François Bourassa entitled Valse, and then we're going to follow that up with a band known as Double Image, and I'll give you more information on what I'm playing a little later on. Here's François Bourassa. Thank you. was music from none other than Duke Ellington, and that was a solo recording that Duke Ellington made May the 14th, 1941. And it's an old, old, old song called Dear Old Southland, a song that Sidney Bechet did. And I even think Louis Armstrong did a version of that also. I guess a lot of musicians around that period played this song. It's a beautiful composition. It sounds like a little bit like St. Louis Blues. I'll have to ask Gordon Bennett as to the history of this particular composition. Before that, we listened to a band known as Double Image, and this is an album that they made way back in 1977, simply called Double Image for the Inner City label, and it features Michael DePasqua on drums and percussion, bassist Harvey Schwartz, and those of you out there know of Harvey Schwartz, his duos with Sheila Jordan were very excellently done in the 1980s, and before he teamed up with Sheila Jordan, he was playing with this band known as Double Image. David Friedman on vibes, marimba, and percussion, and David Samuels on vibes, marimba, tabla, and percussion. David Samuels has been playing with Spyro Gyra for a number of years, on and off, and before he joined Spyro Gyra, he was playing in this band here called Double Image. We're going to be featuring another one of their albums a little later on in the show. We're going to continue now going back to pianist Clara Fischer. One of the neat things about Clara Fischer is that he was always involved in these very interesting groups, very different. This album I'm going to play for you is rather rare. It's very hard to find this album. It was released on the Revelation album, and it was, label, sorry, and it was recorded December of 1972, and it's called Clara Fischer and the Yamaha Quartet, and the name of the album is called Ta-da. It's got D-A-A-A-A all the way down the line. It features Clara Fischer on EX-42 electronic organ, Gary Foster on alto and soprano sax, Andy Simpkins on bass, and drummer Larry Bunker. We're going to give a listen to a song that I've played on this show a number of times. In fact, I did a special a while back, a two-hour special on this old classic called Round Midnight. Well, let's give a listen to this very interesting version by Clara Fischer. Thank you. music from Claire Fisher. And that was sort of a nice arrangement, but kind of schmaltzy, sort of lounge music. That was taken from an album that he made for the Discovery label called America the Beautiful. And the track that we listened to was called I Remember Spring. Before that, we heard music from his album Ta-Da and his version of Around Midnight. But in between there, we heard a C minor theme from his album Great White Hope. Claire Fisher was born October 22nd, 1928, in Durand, which was a small town about 20 miles from Flint, Michigan. After moving out west in Grand Rapids, he entered Michigan State College in 1947. He studied harmony theory and composition there with H. Owen Reed. He graduated in 1951. Claire served in the Army for 2 years, spending part of this time writing music for a band at West Point. Back in civilian circles in 1953, he returned to college, obtaining his master's degree before embarking on a career in music. For a while, he gigged with a combo in Battle Creek, and then moving on up a little higher, he found a steady job in Detroit, but gave it up to lead a trio backing the Hi-Los at a local cocktail lounge. He says, I went in there hoping that they would ask me to go on the road with them. That's exactly the way it worked out. Now, Claire's association with them, with the then fast-rising vocal quartet, began early in 1957 and continued through late 1961. Now, during those 5 years, as the group traveled through the United States and Europe, his inestimable contribution as pianist and musical director brought him to the attention of many watchful and keen-eared musicians. Among them was trumpeter Donald Byrd, for whom he wrote an album that remains, for reasons not yet explained, unreleased. Byrd played a dub of the album to Dizzy Gillespie, who promptly assigned Claire to write arrangements for a series of Duke Ellington works. Recorded in 1960, the Gillespie album was a breakthrough for Claire. After leaving the Hi-Los, he settled down in Hollywood, where he had been at least a theoretical resident since 1957. Soon he was in demand for a variety of assignments in studios and nightclubs for jazz and pop and Latin music, writing and playing piano and organ. He made his first album as a leader way back in 1962. And some of Claire's influences, he names Duke Ellington as his earliest writing influence. Also, Lee Konitz, the saxophonist, heard with Lenny Tristano for many years, also shaped his musical thinking. Among the many pianists who were important in the evolution of his own style were Art Tatum, Earl Hines, and Bud Powell. A close associate in recent years has been the late vibist Cal Jader, for whom Claire wrote in March 1962 the very first bossa nova orchestrations ever created in this country. And with this combo, he toured as pianist for a few months in 1964. So what we just listened to was some very different music from Claire Fisher, very different in respect to the fact that he can play different styles and different settings. He's a flexible musician, and he's still playing and recording on the West Coast. I don't know if you can find any of his albums. I managed to pick these up in a secondhand record store many years ago. But if you do happen to pick up any of his albums, do so. He's very interesting and very different. And one thing I want to say before I go on to our next selection is that when you're out there buying jazz, try and be a little adventurous. Try and pick up stuff that you've never heard before. Take a chance, because when you stop and think about it, most of these jazz musicians, when they get up and play and record, they're taking chances all the time. So this is the least that we can do to pay our respects back to these great musicians that play this wonderful music. And speaking of people playing wonderful music, we're going to continue now with the 1941 recording solo of Solitude. This is Duke Ellington.
Thank you. This weekend, get unplugged at the Rita Street Bistro. Hook yourself up to a different kind of power and turn on live blues, jazz, and folk every weekend without the amplifiers. It's honest, raw, and intimate music that has a life of its own until 3 a.m. every Friday and Saturday with open jams on Sunday. Let the Rita Street Bistro provide its own electricity with their famous French, Californian, and Italian foods and a fantastic evening of acoustic music.
Get out to Fender Ross, lefty bowl, play an old tune called Cotton Eye Joe.
Get unplugged this weekend at the Rita Street Bistro, 408 Rita Street. For more information on who's unplugged, just call 594-8808.
Unplugging in December at the Rito Street Bistro. It's The Bird on December 11th and 12th. Dean Cotrill on the 18th and 19th. There's a break over the Christmas weekend. And The Bird and Maria Hawkins and guests on December 31st for a New Year's Eve party. Tickets are $15.
killer bebop composition there by Carter Jefferson, a song written by Carter Jefferson from the album The Rise of Atlantis, released on the Muse label and produced by the late great trumpet player Woody Shaw. Carter Jefferson was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and Carter started out on clarinet but then moved to the alto sax. He finally settled on the tenor sax. He says that growing up in Washington, D.C., my first real influence on alto was Earl Bostic. His records and records by Illinois Jacquet and Red Prysock were popular there at the time, and that made an impression on me. In 1971, in his mid-20s, Carter moved to New York to attend New York University. He soon joined Mongo Santa Maria for a lengthy stint, regular gigs with Art Blakey, Norman Connors, Teru Nakamura, and allowed him to intersperse and freelance with Roland Prince, Albert Daly, and Roy Haynes. With Art Blakey, a functioning jazz university unto himself, Carter shared the bandstand with Woody, Shuno Ono, and John Hicks, among others. From his stints with Connors, Nakamura, he worked with Steve Thornton, Teru Masahino, Shuno Ono, Harry Whitaker, and Lanny Groves. In Shaw's quintet for the past year, he worked with Clint Houston and Victor Lewis. And Victor Lewis is heard on this particular album playing drums, Clint Houston on bass, John Hicks on piano, Shunzo Ono on trumpet, and Carter Jefferson handling the sax chores. The track we just heard was called Changing Trains. We started off before that with Double Image. Now, this was taken from an album that they released in 1979 for the ECM label called Dawn, and it's a little different than the other album that I played before on Inner City, but this is the only other album that I know of by Double Image. They only made, I believe, two or three records, and then they split up and each went their own way. The track that we listened to was written by Dave Samuels, and it's called Crossing. We're going to subdue the mood here a little bit and go back to Francois Bourassa from his album Reflet One. We're going to give a listen to a song written by him called Chanson Populaire Number 4. And then we're going to continue with music from Claire Fisher and Noel Jukes.
Thank you. by December, 'tis the season to be broke. Somewhere between gifts for relatives and long-distance phone bills, something gets forgotten. You. Just when everyone needs a night out, you can't afford it. What you need is the Student Consumer's Guide. It's a fat little book that's packed with coupons on anything students can't afford enough of. From restaurants and pubs to dance clubs and sports, it's a $2,200 value for only $14.95. Many of the coupons are worth more than $15 a shot, so you can't help but save money. Ask any CHUO volunteer about the Student's Consumer's Guide, or come up to our studios on the skywalk between the Morissette Library and the Thompson Residence. Happy holidays from all of us at CHUO and the Student Consumer's Guide.
That's a very good value, that student guide, for only $14.95. You should really take advantage of that while you can. There's a lot of coupons in there, a lot of valuable coupons, especially if you want to munch out. There's a lot of pizza places that you can eat at with this guide. It's very good. For only $14.95, it's quite a bargain. Well, we just listened to Noel Jukes, and I know you're going to say that was Summertime by George Gershwin. Yes, it was, but twisted a little bit by Noel Jukes and retitled Winterlude. I guess we can dedicate that one to Winterlude that's coming up this February in the nation's capital, and hopefully the weather will continue. If it's anything like today, it's going to be beautiful for skating and some of the competitions that they're going to be presenting at Winterlude this winter. Before that, we listened to more music from Claire Fisher, an African tinge here with a song called Canto Africano from his album Extension. And we started off the last set with François Bourassa from his album Reflet One and a song entitled Chanson Populaire No. 4. Well, my name is Randy McCalligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO. We're going to continue now with music from Double Image, going back to their first album on the Inner City label. We're going to listen to a track called Rag Out. Then we're going to follow that up with Duke Ellington, 1940. December 28th, to be exact. We're going to listen to the vocalist Herb Jeffries singing a song called Flamingo. I know the song sounds kind of hokey now, but there's something very interesting about the way that it was written and, more importantly, the way that it's played. So we'll follow that up with Duke Ellington, and then we'll conclude the next set with Carter Jefferson, going back to his Rise of Atlantis album and a song called Wind Chimes. So let's get into some Double Image here from their self-titled album on Inner City and a song called Rag Out. Thank you.
like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring part. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
More music there from Carter Jefferson and a Latin-tinged composition entitled Wind Chimes. Before that, we heard Flamingo from Duke Ellington with Herb Jeffries on vocals from December 28, 1940. And we started off the set with Double Image and a song called Rag Out from their self-titled album entitled Double Image. Just want to remind the listeners out there that next week on In Transition, I'm going to be featuring the music of one of the greatest drummers ever in a lot of people's minds, and certainly in my mind, an early influence in my life, Buddy Rich. I'll be featuring him along with tenor sax player Ike Quebec. So I'll be doing a feature on both Buddy Rich and tenor sax player Ike Quebec. On December the 27th, I will be featuring the music of trumpet player Ted Kersen, Bob Cooper, Lester Bowie, and Lanny Morgan, and that'll be on Sunday, December the 27th. Right now we're going to continue with some more music from Claire Fisher, and this is taken from the album Whose Woods Are These, and a song written by Lenny Tristano, a song called Lenny's Pennies. Thank you. music from Claire Fisher and Lenny's Pennies, a song written by the great pianist of the 1950s, Lenny Tristano. We're going to close this edition of In Transition with music from Double Image from their album Dawn, and this is a track called The Next Event. Thank you. amazing how fast time flies. Another 2 hours have gone by. My name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to In Transition, some of the finest jazz here in the city. I'll be back next Sunday with another edition of In Transition as we feature the music of drummer Buddy Rich and sax player extraordinaire Ike Quebec. Until then, get out there, buy some jazz, and check out Bonehead Records on Bank Street next to Radio Shack for some very fine jazz recordings. Coming up next, we've got Mr. Hank D. with musical news from Germany. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.